It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Hey yo, what it do, what it do? What's popping, Kano? What's popping from around the world? You know what it is? Whenever the sound comes on, you know it's the 4Play Podcast making a new episode. And yo, it's your boy Blue Magic out here with the gang in the house. We've got Mr. Mega in the house.
What's up? We back again.
And yes, we've got Scarlett in the house.
I thought you were going to be sexist. Hi, guys.
Okay. All right. We also have got
the next time, start with the ladies.
I'll try my
ladies
best.
Ladies first.
I will try my best. By the way, you know you can always check this out on our website, www.coolfm.ng/Kano, and also make sure to follow us on all social platforms. We are on TikTok, we are on the new one, Thread. We are also on X, formerly known as Twitter. Yeah, you need to always remember that part when you're saying that one. So we're talking about something that has got me infuriated. Let me put it that way.
I was
really pissed.
It's very difficult to get to magic infuriated.
So we're talking about the headies. Now, headies being the spearhead for Afro beats, let me put it that way. And looking at what is going on, it's something that we need to talk about. And that's the reason why we're talking about it today on this episode of the 4Play Podcast. So I want to ask, Detox, what do you think about the headies?
Like, well, so let's talk about some of the general categories and people that have won and where I thought somebody else might win. Mm-hmm. But
Rookie of the Year.
I mean, so who won Rookie of the Year?
Odumo Dublar.
Man, but I didn't see Odumo Dublar winning that one.
Some people
there
had
someone
had
else.
Complaints.
Who else? Kaid. Okay, yeah, Odumo Dublar is.
We had Kaid. We had in that category. We had Kaid. We had Odumo Dublar. We had this other girl, Bloody Civilian, and we had Faith. Was it Faith?
Let's see.
Was Faith there?
Faith has been around for a bit. Yeah, I don't think she's a rookie.
Ashake, I think.
Ashake? No, bro. No.
Jesus.
I think it was Faith, though.
Was it? Bayani, Cade, Bloody Civilian.
And Odumo Dublar.
And Odumo Dublar. Yeah. I think it was a deserved victory for Odumo Dublar. Cade is, I think Odumodu came with one fire like that, Sha.
Yeah.
And then there are a lot of people who are pretending to like Odumodu Black too. So it's easier for him to get that love go up more than Cade. Odumodu Black
Cade
technically
has been
around. Odumodu Black, I feel like he's one of those guys that have been around for a longer time than we have known him.
Mm-hmm.
But Cade, we saw when they discovered Cade.
Yeah.
So it's like really, really rookie guy. You know what I'm saying? So Odumo Dublar would have more people on his side. Album of the Year is the one that got me, man. The video's Timeless was there. Love, Damini, Burna Boy, a couple other albums. And then Ashake's album went on to win. I know Ashake is the rave of the moment. He's super talented. Whatever he touches turns gold.
Period.
Could I have given him Album of the Year in that category? I would say no.
Wow.
Because
why? Is it because Burna Boy's album was there? Sorry, this guy, Davido's album.
Yeah, those two albums. I feel like they are Davido better albums than Ashake's album. I don't see me listening to Ashake's album 2 months from now.
But here's the thing you don't get about Ashake's album. You listen to the album longer before the album even dropped.
Okay.
He had everyone fall in love with him. He took time and dropped all the singles.
I like his song, Sharp.
Exactly. You don't even need to listen to the album, but you've already enjoyed the album. Do you understand? Through the singles that he kept dropping.
You haven't convinced me, just so you know.
I feel like Ashake won Album of the Year because most of the songs from that album are big. We have Mogbe, a lot of people are listening to that song. A lot of people are doing vibes to that song. We have Sunshine.
The sun's gonna shine on everything you do.
We have what's this other song? They're like different songs from that album that I've been playing.
My favorite.
Well, of course, obviously. So there are different songs from that album that have been played individually and have blown individually, regardless of them
like
being in an album.
Singles.
Yeah, without regardless of them being in an album. Besides the other albums, there are just a few songs, and then the artist too. For example, Davido with the Timeless album, he has really, really focused on Unavailable.
Unavailable.
Right, so it looks
available.
Like exactly. It looks like every other song in the album just has like very mid publicity or mid attention, and everybody's focusing on Unavailable. Besides, whereas Asake's album is like most of the singles, most of the songs on the album are being
hits.
Regarded as singles. They are played over and over. So
and they're hits.
I feel like they probably deserve it.
I think they're hits.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
But then again, which other category were you guys uncomfortable with? Was there any category that you saw, Mr. Mega, that you were uncomfortable with the winner?
Well, first things first, I think I would just have to address maybe some of the wrong sides to the headies.
We're getting to that part.
Okay, because here's it. I don't know. I'm just. I used to be a huge fan of award shows. I can't even believe that the headies came and went. I had absolutely no idea that it was going down. You know, but I think. Who won the video producer of the year?
Video director,
yeah.
The guy behind Rema's Calm Down. That's producer.
I'm trying to get
Director K.
Director K.
Yeah.
How did Director K win over the obvious winner?
CGO Moore.
Yeah, but
no, what will you tell me?
Is the publicity of the song.
Oh, calm down. Wait,
hold
on. Calm down effect did not give Rema Raves and Roses album of the year.
But he gave him a male artist now.
One song.
He can do it for you.
My brother, no.
He also won digital artist too now.
Who won Winam? The guy is top 5. Oh. One song went to top 5 on the Hot Billboard 100. That's digital. Who wants to collect it from me? You can't even scream. So I feel like, what exactly would they use to describe
so
a video
that
director that is director? How? Why?
I
really want to understand.
For the song Calm Down, I don't see so much creativity in the video to rival T.G. Omori's many works.
Yeah.
So, but I just assume or I just take it that this must be that Calm Down effect. And he just had to win it.
Okay, mm-mm. Looking at this category here, hold on. We have Peace Be Unto You, T.G. Omori. Still Asake, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have Bandana, T.G. Omori. And then you have Calm Down Remix. Baby, show me you can calm down. Direct, okay, and then Come On Person by Burna Boy.
Calm Down is even the remix.
Yeah, that's the one they put on there. So maybe, it's a remix effect.
Nothing in the remix of that, the video.
If a category is about a video, it should actually be about the video and
that's
not the hype
saying.
Around the video.
Not even the hype around the song.
Exactly.
Leslie, that's it, baby.
Exactly. That's what I feel. And somehow
we saw cars flying in Bandana. What are they talking about?
What are you telling me? And then again,
Firebird was literally floating. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know I feel like these things are political. Because I'm just going through the list and the winners, and it's looking political to me. You come to
this
one?
Best vocal performance.
Best
we have to talk about it too.
We'll get to that part.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly why I said because
another category my eye is spinning me. Because I'm a fan of Wande Kolo, but I can Wande Kolo win over
you. Got to international arts, and then you're giving it to what's her name again? Selena Gomez. I think it's political. I feel like it's more like how they do some things.
Who should they have given?
Who they have given it to? I mean, Selena Gomez is like the obvious person.
Are you joking?
And then moving to what Mr. Mega spoke about.
You have not told
like,
us who they
I
would have
we'll
given
get to that
it
part.
To.
We'll
nah.
get to that part.
No, before we leave that international act, right?
Mm.
Take a look at that category. We have Drake, we have Future, we have Selena Gomez, Don Toliver, and Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at
now.
Okay, between Ed Sheeran and Selena Gomez.
Thank you.
Now.
I was gonna say it though. Ed Sheeran has a huge shout.
Between
because
I feel like
Ed Sheeran,
just this
you know
calm
why?
Down effect that's doing all this.
Why
thing.
Would they only leave it on one? So I don't tire.
Because Selena Gomez hasn't even really been on so many Nigerian
yes,
songs or like collaborations
else. It's just
like
the calm
that.
Down effect.
Do you know what Ed Sheeran did to Peru?
Oh
as
man.
In,
he
like,
took it upon
no.
himself. It was
what
a personal
thing.
I kind of feel like maybe they had a contact to Selena Gomez. right? Mm. They are more connected to Selena Gomez than they are to Ed Sheeran.
Who are these
and they have to dish.
I didn't represent the Afro beats on these other people.
It's more like they're dishing this award.
Afro Fusion. Is this Afro Fusion? Maybe this is Afro Fusion conversation because I don't understand.
I don't know Ed Sheeran or Selena Gomez personally, but I feel like it's easier to get Ed Sheeran to attend the
Headies
than to get Selena Gomez. Like,
I'm just saying, I mean, Ed Sheeran could have gotten that part. But then again, this vocal, the vocal, male vocal,
let's go
that
there.
You spoke about.
I want to hold somebody's neck.
The first time I saw that thing, I saw
who
Oxlade.
Are the nominees?
Oxlade was on. I'm trying to get the actual one.
We had Closer by Oxlade.
Yeah.
We have My Only Baby by Rick Hassani.
Now I saw Magic's Oxlade,
Love Don't Cost a Dime,
Rick Hassani,
Chike,
Magic's. Now let's not even talk about just the artists, the songs. Mm. Oxlade, Closer, Rick Hassani, My Only Baby.
I wanna make you my
Magic's Love Don't Cost a Dime, Chike's Spell Remix, Praise Reckless, One Day Cook Me Basso.
It's set
I
up.
Feel like it's just between
it's
Wandeko
set up
and
to put Wandeko in this category.
What's his name again?
Wandeko
has an amazing vocal, right?
If I'm to rate them, number one, if you don't give Oxlade, they are wasting your time. Number two, you now skip Chike.
They could have found one another
vocal
award for
performance.
Oxlade.
So don't
you
see?
You put him in the same category as Wandeko. He will lose.
Based on
Baba
what?
Baba will lose.
I feel like that one is the OG effect. They won't put Wandeko in that category and then ditch Wandeko to give the new what they call them now.
Oxlade will be afraid to receive that award.
I don't have a problem giving to Wandeko, no. But if you say record that is worthy of it, it's not Pepaso. What happened in Pepaso that you want to that will touch Kulosa? How? In what in which way?
Pepaso doesn't come closer to Closer.
Now you are talking. So even if they were gonna give someone else, I was thinking maybe someone like Chike or someone else. But
Chike
closer,
they try, but you know.
And then again, the song is my problem. Pepaso, come on now. Come on now.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast, just in case you don't know, production of Cool FM Kano, and you can listen to it on our website www.coolfm.ng/Kano. You can also make sure to follow us on socials. We are on all social platforms at Cool FM Kano, and that's how you can find us. I'm still here with the gang, and we're having a conversation about the
headies.
And
the headies need to do better.
The headies need to have head.
Please, let's talk about the overall production of the headies
for
the past 15 years now. 15 years, right?
16
years.
Actually.
16. 16. They skipped 1 year.
They skipped 1 year.
They did, right?
Yeah.
No,
during COVID.
I think it's 16th version.
No.
During COVID.
It's 15th, yeah. But they skipped
COVID,
one,
yeah.
So they couldn't count that. So they had to be
2 years
put together.
So, for the entire time of me ever seeing the headies, it always looks like something back from the 60s. The production, the video quality, the audio quality, everything just looks like it was done before I was being brought to this earth.
I don't know if it's the hip TV cameras.
I don't,
or
maybe.
Because there's something about the picture quality of the headies.
Hip TV. When I make Atlanta be like, you look at you for Lagos.
Because
I tire.
There's always that puppeting.
And then it looks like
from
black and white TV.
Yeah.
Where you're looking at,
you can see somebody's skin pop.
And then you're not here.
I feel like
check your
if
cables.
We have done an event like this for 16 years of 16 editions, let's get it right. I mean, it's the one award show that you can tell, Daba. I mean, a lot of Nigerians are behind the headies to succeed.
True.
Like, it's something we want to brag about, this now award. We don't even know the organizers or know any, you know. But we want it to grow, we want it to be bigger. But the process is kind of like slow.
It's exhausting.
The production quality needs to be better. I mean, maybe when they said they were going to do it in America, we were hoping some cameras couldn't come to Niger, so they will use them.
At the end of the day, to get the video, it has to be streamed. And anything that is, we'll beam it back here and then put it back
on the
television.
Once they've done in Lagos, might look different now.
So at the end of the day, that's what I'm saying, you know. So you went to America. What were we expecting when they took it to Atlanta? We're expecting a better show. at the all round, but at the end of the day, there's no real difference. So it got me thinking, why exactly are we still pushing for that? Let's do it in the US.
Maybe the next Headies should be open air. Maybe they have a better, we'll get better pictures.
Open air in what sense? Like,
this thing that they're going to go and put people in one hall. It stops us from getting good quality. If we don't have it better cameras,
it's going to be at night.
Disco light.
It's going to be at night, detox. So it means you will not see anybody.
Even the open
they will say Kiss Daniel won with Buga. Rema will climb that stage, collect award, you will not know. Rema will go home, nobody will know. Eh? With light, with controlled light, we could not do anything. Not talk about anybody with it. Hey, wala
deo. You know, there were actually 12 categories that they didn't get to give out on that day. And that includes Best Female Artist, Best Recording of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, Best R&B Single, Best Vocals Performance, Headies Viewer's Choice, Best East African Artist,
etc.
I mean, the big one that we all noticed was the Best Female Artist. Yeah.
I have a personal vendetta with that. Let me start because I'm the female in this hall, in this place. First of all, I don't understand why, in the name of any kind of yeye award that people are giving, people cannot still appreciate females in the industry. It's not even easy because you rarely see like females doing really well. I could count like the female artists in Nigerian music industry that are doing well with like my fingers. Like one hand, I can count them. If Ira Star has finally risen to a place where she deserves an award, she's getting an award, a Nigerian award, why in heaven's name would it not be given on stage?
Was she at the awards though?
Even though she wasn't there, detox, it would have still been mentioned. It's not a very common, like, okay, look at most of the award categories. We have male, we have director, we have a video director, we have kong kong tikong. You rarely see any female in any of these categories that are being mentioned. And then the one category where a female is being highlighted, the females in the industry are being things can happen. It doesn't mean you don't mention it on stage. It doesn't mean that you can't tell me, oh, because she was not around, we'll ditch it. It doesn't make any sense, please.
Even at that, I feel like this goes far to show how unprepared the Headies were about the award show, because the excuse they gave was not because the artist that was supposed to win it wasn't around. They said time was choking them.
See me, I'm here speaking for Headies.
So they said time. They didn't have time.
There's too many other awards they could have skipped, but apart from skipping the awards,
there are rehearsals. You have rehearsals for each event you do, and when time is choking, when someone is giving an, you have estimated time how long someone can elapse their.
See Rema, he kept going on and on. Maybe
are you talking about Rema?
Of Rema's time, they couldn't call Ira.
Let's not even talk about Rema. One of the other guys that went to lead the praise and worship, Spyro. And that one was really, I felt like, I don't understand what this guy is doing.
They say the guy, I don't understand. You ask Atlanta people, who's your guy? Well, look at him, huh? Your guy, they will look like your guy for you. Who be this one? You go back the way you're coming from.
You know, I
feel like it's hard for Spyro to get along because he's a godly guy.
I feel like that's the problem
because he's not of the world. People don't like this guy.
He's not posting Nyash.
I want to like him.
He's not
right?
popping at the club. By if, now, guys.
If he wants to be of the Lord of God, right? He should do gospel song now. Let's know he's praising God.
But
amen.
He's praising God now.
How is he praising God?
Jesus is your guy.
See, he did not say it. I did not hear it in that song.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Since we are now talking inspiration, please let's not forget to talk about the category that was added.
Yes,
this was the first ever that we had.
Yeah.
Best inspirational song.
Yeah.
Stand Strong, Davido. Jire, Limo Blaze. Mm-hmm. We had this year Victor Thompson, Eze Bube, Neon Adejo, Tobechukwu, Natana Basi, and Mercy Chinwo. And I Get Back In by Victoria Orenzi.
Who won?
at the end of the day, it was Eze Ibube by Neon Adejo. I never heard the record before, but it must have.
I've never heard
it before. All of you are not holding. All of you!
Eze Ibube, see how far you've brought.
It must have been really,
Eze
really impressive.
Sounds very popular. Like, I've heard gospel songs.
What, I feel like I know the chorus. That's it.
Eze Ibube.
Yeah, I've heard that line.
Like singing.
Do you think
Messi Chinwo was in that category, and then, you know, she didn't win the category?
It's difficult to draw the line here. And then again, inspiration and what is Davido doing there?
Something okay, inspiration, right? Davido,
I mean, it's
stand strong now. That song inspired me a lot.
Wow,
it spoke to my soul. At the time when I was down, it made me stand strong.
Stand strong, could not stand strong in the midst of all these fans. Yeah.
So finally, do you think it was? I know this is more like drawing us back, but then again, do you think these guys should have been doing the show abroad? Do you think it's worth it? Like, I saw a tweet that Tasha made. She was basically dragging them through the mud. She was asking, I mean, can we have our Oscars or Grammys done in Nigeria?
Well, the thing is, I don't like when people do this comparison of Eddie's and Grammy. Just make your point. Even I am not comfortable with this back-to-back Atlanta thing they are doing, you know. But it's not about, let's start comparing Headies with the Grammys.
But does them doing in Atlanta, do you think it shows growth? Do you think it's more like they're growing?
I feel like, you know how these award shows are? Most of them, they have clique, they have gang. Most of the people supporting or bringing out bar to do these events, maybe they are now in Atlanta. And to please them, they'll do it in their backyard. That's the only thing I can think of why they are doing this thing back-to-back in Atlanta. Otherwise, how many people are flying there if you're not winning an award?
But wait, so even with the bar, the show is still subpar. I don't understand.
Now they need to bring out more bar.
No, my brother, they are this one, we'll take it to the moon. Because if the guys in the US cannot get it right, where else can we get? So it got me thinking, maybe the bar is not the problem. It's just you people organizing it. The thing is, can they even sell it off or something?
And Headies needs to be careful.
Have a team of, you know, people who, I mean, we see some of the Grammys. They'll tell you the Grammys is brought to you by.
Yes.
It means that there is a brand that is literally sponsoring the Grammys, and there will come people who say, look, we'll do it like this, do it like that. There's a word I'm looking for, you, I don't want to say second. You kind of like have like maybe a PPP sort of, maybe a partnership in some kind of way. So you take your hands off what happens from top to bottom. You can bring the bar, let the Atlanta boys bring the money. We don't even care. We just want to see a show that, I mean, Afrobeat is growing, you know. And you literally don't want to take one of the biggest Afrobeat awards. You took it from Africa, took it to Atlanta, and then people will go and see in their own soil. They'll say, oh man, I saw these boys reach you. They no reach like this. See as them be. The end of it.
And again, Headies need to be careful, because now they have the support of the people. If they continue like this, they would lose it, and that's where the problem starts. It becomes,
to be honest,
a bigger deal to get people back.
Dittos, I'm sorry, it's late. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm a huge fan. I used to stay up 1 a.m., 2 a.m., watch these award shows. I was shocked. The Headies came. I was telling yesterday now. I was like, literally, like, how did I miss the Headies? Like, Lyricist on the Road, I don't think I've ever missed it, based on how I know it can be, you know, contested. I know one person win, one person will drop one disc somewhere, and, you know, but right now I'm no longer interested. So I maybe I'm a reflection of, you know, most people. And I don't want that to happen. Will I want this award show to come back to Nigeria? No. Where it is, let them just continue. Just like Detox said, there will definitely be forces and arms that want it to be where it is. And they say, look, we have the money, we cannot fly back to Nigeria. I recall when they were giving awards, they complained about the time and I think the month. They will call one category, all the nominees, nobody's present. They'll give award to a winner. They'll say, you are doing it during November and December, when artists have started doing their shows. They decided to move it. So there's so many things that have gone wrong over the years. They fixed. Some of them just continue to go wrong. But trust me, it's best let them do it, because we don't know what these organizers are really, really going through to bring us this particular award show. They are not the only ones. I think, was there City People at the same point? There's so many award shows that run in Nigeria. Bro, we don't hear of them again. They've all gone under. And we don't want that to happen to the Headies. So if the funding is coming from there, I beg, we'll be managing it. But just try and give it to professionals to run. that final, that production on that particular day, they giving up the dumb excuse as there was no time for the female. What in the world? Why would you have so much time to have a production crew, production team in place if that little detail cannot be fixed? And I think ladies have a reason to be concerned. I looked at all the winners. I don't think there was a lady. Did a lady win an award?
No, it was just that female category, and then people are saying there was no time.
And in the present day, man, questions have to be asked. So the one time that you know that a lady is winning now, you decided not to show it on stage. Even the Grammys, they don't do all categories on stage, even. It's not like that's like a one kind, but my brother, that one category, you just could not get it right. And then you are talking about so many other things. Well, wrap it up, nigga. As far as I'm concerned with these people, wrap it up. You people should not keep it in the US, so you are doing it, please. You are no longer interested.
And on that note, we have come to the end of today's edition of the 4Play Podcast. It's been amazing having this conversation about Headies, even though I wasn't so happy about what they did. But then we have got to end it for today. Remember that you can always find us on Cool FM 96.9 on the dial. You can also find us on website www.coolfm.ng/Kano. You can also find us on socials at Cool FM Kano. And on that note, I say peace.
Yeah. We are here.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.